Bava Basra, Perik Beis, Mishnah Yud Beis, 2:12, more about trees being too close to your neighbor's property, but here the issue isn't the roots. Here is that if you're going to plant a tree, you're going to need to work the tree by plowing the area around the tree, and that requires space. Let's call that four amos. And if that's the case, so then we just know that if you put your tree close to your neighbor's field, then you're going to end up trampling on his wheat because you need to take care of your tree. Therefore, it's not allowed. So says the Mishnah, Lo yita adam ilan samuch l'stei chavero ele imkein hirchik mimeno arba amos. You can't plant a tree near your neighbor's field where he's growing grain, whatever it is, unless you distance it four amos from the property line. So when you take care of your tree, you're not trampling on his stuff. Echad gefane ve'echad kol ilan. This isn't just about grapevines where everyone knows you need to have these four amos, like from Maseches Kilayim, etc. But any tree typically would need to have four amos around it. The Gemara ends up saying that maybe in Bavel they use like the narrower plows and just two amos. So the point is, if it's normal to use that amount of space, you need X, amos of distance from your tree. That's normal taking care of a tree in your time and place. So then you have to distance your tree from your neighbor's field X amos. Simple as that. And that even Rabbi Yossi would agree to. Rabbi Yossi, this is an issue. Is not an issue of like gear delay or not. This is an issue of we're assessing you're going to damage your friend's property by trespassing and trampling, so therefore you can't do it. But haya gadar ben time, if there's a fence that divides between your tree and your neighbor's field, so then ze somach legadar mikan ve ze somach legadar mikan, everyone can plant whatever they want right up to the fence, because obviously there's a fence there, there's nobody going to end up stepping on your neighbor's field when you're taking care of your tree. You just won't go around there because there's a fence in the way. We're not thinking you're going to climb over the fence and jump on your neighbor's property, that we won't do. So therefore, no problem. Now, new paragraph. Going back to the topic of our previous Mishnah, the roots. The roots that are encroaching into your neighbor's field. So Hayasharash, so if you planted in a legal way, whatever the din is, like a Ryosi, even anywhere you want in your backyard, according to Tanakama, 25 amos, the point is, Hayasharashim Yotzen Letzoch Shel Chavero, if your roots of your tree are going into your neighbor's property, so then first of all, the roots will cause damage not just to cisterns, but even if you just want to plow the field. Because if you want to plow the field, those roots are very tough and they'll damage or break or impede the plow you're trying to use to plow your field to plant grain. And therefore, you're allowed to get rid of those weeds, those roots, I should say. So you can ma'amik shlosha tfachim, you can dig down three tfachim, because that's the depth that a plow goes in the time of the Mishnah, and that would be therefore it's causing interference. Beyond that, you can't go because it's not bothering you. But if it's not bothering you, so you can't dig deeper. But whatever would be bothering you could dig deeper. Kedei shelo ya'akev es ha'machareisha, says the Mishnah, so that the roots for your neighbor's tree shouldn't get in the way of your plow doing its thing. Now, hayachofer bor, or siach, or ma'ara, if what you have in your field is a water cistern, a bor is a round one, a siach is a long skinny one, a ma'ara is a square covered one, the point is you're storing water there, and of course, if there would be tree roots coming to puncture that plastered container, you'd have a sad situation of a crack and a loss of the water. Then kotzetz ve'yored va'etzim shalo. You'll have to cut, you don't have to go dig as deep as you want, the full depth of your cistern. Get rid of his roots, so it shouldn't cause you trouble. And that's, you can, because he has no right having his roots in your backyard to cause you trouble, so you can cut them down. And that even Rabbi Yossi agrees to. He can plant, but you can't, like I said before, he can plant a tree close to the, within 25 amos, but if the tree is roots are in your neighbor's property, your neighbor can cut down those roots because what are doing in his property. Va'etzim shalo, and the person who cuts down the roots, the neighbor can keep the wood from the roots. Now this, says the Gemara, depends. If we're talking about a tree root that is more distant than 16 amos from the tree, we say those are not essential roots that the tree is depending on, and therefore you can keep them. You chop them down, can keep them. But if the roots are within 16 amos of the tree trunk, so we say that's like an essential part of the tree. The tree is depending on that to nourish itself, and therefore it's like part of your friend's tree. So you can cut it, but you can't keep the wood. You have to return the wood back to him. It's kind of like, I think people get a hard time, like, why can't you keep the roots of their near property? So it's kind of like, if my soccer ball ends up over the fence in your backyard, obviously you can say, get rid of the soccer ball and kick it back, but you can't keep it for yourself. Or if I park my car in your driveway, obviously you can tow it out of there because there's nowhere to be there, but you can't keep the card and still left it there. So the same kind of idea, you can't keep my tree or parts of my tree, meaning the roots, just because they entered your field, but you could, yes, cut them. And it passed 16 amos, it's not really part of my tree anymore, and therefore you could even keep them for yourself.